It's been a rough time for businesses, families, workers, managers, even students. Imagine graduating with a master's degree in business administration and being lumped in the same category as Ponzi schemer Bernie Madoff or the executives who ran Enron. The ethics of business were on the minds of a group of students who've just received their master's degrees from Harvard Business School. They've mounted a campaign to have graduating students take what they call the MBA oath. It's modeled after the medical profession's Hippocratic oath. Max Anderson and Teal Carlock both received MBAs from Harvard Business School this past week, and they join us from member station WGBH in Boston. First of all, congratulations, Max.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here. We've made it through the week.
And Teal, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right. You can alternate between you if you want to do this, but what are some of the promises in the MBA oath? What are the highlights?
The first is, I will act with utmost integrity and pursue my work in an ethical manner.
I will safeguard the interests of my shareholders, coworkers, customers, and the society in which we operate.
I will manage my enterprise in good faith, guarding against decisions and behavior that advance my own narrow ambitions but harm the enterprise and the societies it serves.
It's interesting because they all have the same ring to them. Which is basically greed is not good, which is the opposite of what
Gordon
was
Gekko.
Gordon Gekko in Wall Street, what he said.
Exactly.
But, I mean, these seem to be givens. Why is it necessary to have an oath that graduate students with MBAs sign?
I was talking to a friend the other day who told me the story. He was having a conversation with a friend of his who was a mortgage broker. And in the wake of all the subprime stuff, he asked his friend, the broker, if the guy had ever written a mortgage that he knew that people would default on. And his friend kind of hemmed and hawed a bit and eventually said, yes, he had. And my friend asked him, well, don't you think that that's unethical? And the guy said, well, yeah, but it was legal. There's been, in the last couple decades, I think, an enormous focus on in business on personal short-termism and enrichment. And we're trying to say that although we're not against self-interest, we think that's a vital part of capitalism, we do believe that self-interest alone will tear us apart.
Right. Now, I think Max is spot on there. And I think another thing which is we find powerful with this is just actually being able to say it out loud amongst our classmates and just getting it out there vocally and actually really swearing with our classmates that I will uphold these different promises. I think that's very powerful.
Max, do you think it could backfire, though? I mean, say you get into a position and you want to remain true to this oath. And by safeguarding the interests of the colleagues in your firm, your customers, and society at whole, your shareholders could be shortchanged.
We think that actually business managers have a sacred duty to their shareholders. But that over the long term, a consideration of the needs and rights of employees and society as a whole will actually build a better business and greater long-term value for shareholders.
How many graduates did you manage to sign up?
I think this is Teal. Just as of right now, I think we're just right around the 50% of our class. So that's just over 450 people. And then we initially just started at Harvard Business School, and it just be a grassroots student-led movement. But words quickly spread to where we have over 50 different business schools that have represented, have signed the oath. So it has grown significantly.
So it's catching on.
It is. It really is.
So, I mean, we've changed. It's not how much money you make. It's how you make that money.
I mean, it really is. This is Teal again. For me, it is. I mean, of course, to make tons and tons of money. I mean, I don't think people would take zero money versus tons and tons of money. But, I mean, I personally don't want to look back on my life and be, 75 years old and retire and think, wow, I've amassed all this financial wealth, but I've just left so many people, in my wake along the way. I mean, I think it's leaving business school is not just about my career. I mean, it's about my life and much greater than just the business experiences that I have.
And this is Max, and if I could just jump in, I want to make clear, though, that we are in favor of profit, and we think that making money is a good thing. We're just skeptical about its worth as it being the only thing.
Max Anderson and Teal Carlock received their MBAs from Harvard Business School this past week, and they are among the more than 400 students who took an MBA oath to serve the greater good. Thanks, and good luck.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.